With the latest from the state capitol, I'm Dale Forbitz on the Radio Oklahoma Network. The odds are sports betting is coming to Oklahoma. Governor Kevin Stitt says he's had conversations with Oklahoma Thunder owner Clay Bennett, who is a supporter of the idea.
He's very interested in sports betting. I think 35 other states have that. So from the very beginning, I've said, hey, if it's fair, if it's transparent, if it's market, if it's what other states are doing, then let's look at it. So again, just had a very high level conversation with Mr. Bennett about that. And, you know, just trying to look at what they do in New Jersey and New York and in all these other states. And let's come up with a fair system for Oklahoma.
Stitt says the big thing is to make sure it is a fair, transparent process as the issue makes its way through the legislature.
Make sure it's market. What I mean by market is, you know, when you go buy a new Ford F-150, you can go to a lot of different dealerships, but there's a market. You know what you're going to pay for that. Same thing with this. If there's 40 other states that have sportsbook, this isn't rocket science. You can come up with the average. There's some states, New York charges 51% for their statewide mobile. And then there's some states that charge 10% or 15%. And then you can kind of look at that medium and we can come up with a fair system for Oklahoma.
The governor says the owner of Oklahoma's NBA franchise sees an advantage to having sports betting available here in this state.
He wants sportsbook. There's some opportunities for advertising for the Thunder, which would be great if we can get it. But also, it's just fan engagement, I think, is also the big piece. You know, you're competing for those eyeballs. And you're competing for people to come and fill up your stadiums and anything you can do. You know, if there's other teams and other markets, I'm sure he sees the opportunity and the engagement.
Covering State Capitol News, I'm Dale Forbitz on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support OSU wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver and his efforts to balance high yields for wheat producers, but at the same time, going to a new level when it comes to dough strength.
That is a key characteristic. It's not the only thing. I know that. You talk to the baking industry, they'll tell you the same thing, but it's a key part of meeting a demand for a different industry today. It's working a lot faster and working a lot harder with the dough. So if we can add that dough strength and even build it beyond what we have now in the exceptional varieties of like Baker's Ann, we're in a different place.
Brett says it's brand new territory.
We've never been here before. I've never had the conversations this deep into the industry. And having those conversations allows us to make better decisions, I think. Some of those decisions had to do with the quality characteristics that we had to select for. I didn't have that input 10 years ago.
Dr. Carver working on higher quality wheat that'll offer superior returns to wheat producers. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.